Here we are. Thanks again for the wonderful evening. And for walking me home. Would you like to come in? No, I get it. I know it's late, but I don't want the night to end just yet, you know? I had a really good time. Won't you come in for just 50 minutes? You could try some of that lemonade I was talking about. I'm very curious what you'll think of it. Alright, awesome. You're the best. Shoes off, please. Hardwood and carpet are great and all, but they are rather delicate. You like it? Thank you. Yes, it is rather cozy, isn't it? Wait until you see this. Sound-activated gas fireplace. Best decision I've ever made. Go ahead, have a seat. I'll be right back with the lemonade. Here you go. How is it? Is it good? I'm glad. This is nice, isn't it? You wouldn't believe how many hours I've spent sitting on that sofa. Simply dozing next to the fireplace. Aren't you gonna finish your drink? You do like it, right? You're not just saying that to spare my feelings. Alright, great. Feeling a bit dizzy? That's okay. The heat of the fire always makes me feel a little woozy too. Here, let me get that for you. I'll put your drink over here, so you can just lie back. Seriously though, you must have noticed that woman, especially beautiful women, tend to have quite an effect on men. Like if a pretty girl asks for a favor, no man is going to say no to her. They all feel an innate urge to please. You don't feel it. Or not quite as strongly. But it's true. It's pretty much all a mind control kind of thing. It's nothing like being forced to do things against your will. Genetic predisposition. It's like men come pre-programmed to want to serve us. It's really quite convenient. Although, it would be nice if I could also turn it off. We ensnare someone we would really rather not help. And it can be a hassle to push them away once they're hooked. You look skeptical. It's true. Think about it. You must have seen it, or heard about it in the news. Men going, "Yes, dear," when you think, "Dude, tell her to take a hike." Smart, rich, powerful men, losing their reputation. Half of everything they are. When a younger, more beautiful woman gets her claws into them, and they have an affair. Do you really think they are doing that out of their own free will? They're not stupid. They know they're going to lose it all. They know how the story ends. But they just can't help it. They can't think straight anymore. When some bombshell gets old, some of us do it very deliberately. We know exactly the kind of effect we have on men, and how to use it to bend them to our will. And others do it accidentally, without ever realizing what they're doing. When a woman is around a man for long enough, there is always some level of mind control going on. Anyway, my point is, it doesn't seem to be working on you. At the risk of tooting my own horn, I consider myself to be rather good-looking. It doesn't take me very much to wrap someone around my little finger. And when I lean close and press my breast to their chest, there is nothing, and I mean nothing, they wouldn't do for me. I were to do that to you, I can simply scare you off. When I invited you into my home, instead of jumping at the chance, you hesitated. I actually had to insist to get you to come in. It's not that you aren't attracted to me. It's pretty obvious that you are. When I accidentally brushed my finger over your arm, you shivered. It's curious. Interesting. The more I think about it, the more it makes sense that nobody's claimed you. You're a little shy. Seem to be somewhat risk averse. And I don't think you get out of the house much. And you are definitely a tough nut to crack down. I don't think you've been single by choice. And I think that's been bothering you more than you want to admit. Been lonely for a while, haven't you? You poor thing. You've been lost for so long. That's behind you now. I found you. I will. Are you trying to get up? Don't bother. You're not going to manage anyway. Your hand's limp as a noodle. But you've got more fight left in you than I was expecting. Maybe you should finish your drink, just to be safe. Here, let me help you with that. Bottoms up. Open your mouth. And swallow. Swallow. Very good. I'm sorry we're battling on you for so long. Muscle relaxants work pretty fast, but the other stuff takes a while to kick in. Like I said, you are a tough nut to crack, and I can see why that would scare most of the girls off. But I'm not like most of the girls. I enjoy challenge. Normal approach doesn't work. I'll just hypnotize you instead. Let's have a look at you. Your pupils are already nice and dilated. around you at the moment. Just look into my eyes then. I'm sure you can still manage that. This might actually be better. Sitting on your lap. Look at me. Look into my eyes. You're so pretty. So fascinating. Overwhelmingly beautiful. The color. Right into the black void in the center. You're falling. Tumbling. Plummeting into the void. You're falling. Wake up. Okay then, have it your way. Where are you going? Stop. Obey. Turn around and come back. Sit down. You really would have run, huh? Everything you've ever wanted falls into your lap. And you'd run. On your socks. Out into the street. Incredible. See? This is why I need to hypnotize you. You are your worst enemy. Oh, come now. How long have you been single again? Women aren't just gonna throw themselves into your arms, you know. Me coming on to you is the best thing that's ever happened to you. You know it is. You are lucky I decided to snap you up. What's the big deal anyway? I thought you wanted to have a girlfriend. Or did you want to have a girlfriend? And have a mind of your own? You're adorable. And that's not how it works. You know, I could make you happy. I could give you what you've been longing for so long. And I think you could make me happy too. Listen, I won't be your girlfriend. You will finally. Makes you happy. So incredibly happy. You are so in love with me. say about trying to fight it? Look at me. Look at me. Look into my eyes. You're so nervous. Relax. Don't worry so much. I'm not going to do anything that another girl wouldn't do either. Alright. I'm going to be a lot more explicit about controlling you than someone else would. I am going to be ordering you around. I'm not going to miss out on one of the best parts of having a boyfriend. But I'm not going to turn you into a mindless puppet or anything. I want a boyfriend. A partner. Not a servant. I'm not going to hurt you. I like you. I really did have a wonderful time tonight. Maybe I should have taken things a bit slower. But I was always going to hypnotize you. This is who I am. I like hypnotizing people. Brainwashing them and bending them to my will. It's such a thrill. Most people already fall under my spell before I can really do anything, though. It can feel a little pointless to brainwash someone who'd already jump off a cliff for me if I'd ask them nicely. But you don't fall under the light bush. I actually have to hypnotize you to get you to do what I want. I love it. I think you can make me very happy. And I think I can make you happy too. I want to at least try to see if we can make things work between us. At least this way, we won't be wasting each other's time pretending to be something we're not. Look, I know you don't want me to hypnotize you, but you don't know what it's like to be under my spell. Be with me. You're thinking of the risk, the dangers, not of the rewards. You don't know how good I could make you feel. How happy we could be together. I won't let you walk away from me. Not yet. I am going to keep hypnotizing you. I am going to brainwash you and condition you. And no, you don't get a choice in the matter. But if we don't hit it off, like I think we will, if after 1 week, you still feel you don't want this? Or if you decide you can't forgive me for tonight, or for what I once done to you, we won't go our separate ways again. Just give it a week. Give us a week. I I'm worth it, I promise. Annalise, I hope I am. At the very least, I promise you, you're really going to enjoy that physical conditioning part. Listen to my voice. You're in love with me. Your stomach somersaults whenever you think of me. My eyes make your head spin. My touch sends shivers. Then, just to make sure. You're going to be okay. You'll see. And there are some perks to having a hypnotusk open too, you know. I can do a lot more with hypnosis than simply brainwashing you and making you obey. Sleep like a baby. I can also make your wildest fantasies feel impossibly real. If you want to cuddle with Alemia, get pampered by Kitsune, go on a date with me on the moon, or just play a really immersive tabletop. Assuming I can put you in a deep been all trans, of course. But that won't be a problem. Just let me know if there's anything you want to try. Cup, it's getting late. We should go to bed. Can you stay the night? Is there somewhere you need to be? Someone you need to notify? Great. Then come along. Am I really going to have to make you? Good choice. It's not the biggest bed in the world. I want to be the big spoon. You're okay. Listen to my voice. You're fine. You're safe. You feel safe. Calm. Feel my fingers running through your hair. And it is so nice. You feel safe. Let go. Just let yourself melt into my embrace. Let yourself melt. Safe. Wonderfully relaxed and calm. Just dozing. Enjoying my nearness. The feeling of my soft breast. Gently pushing into your fingers running through your hair. It's so wonderful. You feel so